This is Fresh Air. A little later in the show, we'll talk about country music with Carlene Carter. But now we have a story from Sandra Cisneros. Cisneros is considered one of the most important contemporary Mexican-American writers. Her collection of stories, House on Mango Street, won the 1985 Before Columbus American Book Award. Next spring, Random House will publish her new book, Woman Hollering Creek. It's the first time a major publishing house contract has been awarded to a work of fiction by and about Chicanas. Cisneros is based in San Antonio, Texas, but describes herself as a migrant professor, traveling around the country, teaching at different universities. Here's Sandra Cisneros.
You know, this story came to me, I suppose, on one of my many rides from San Antonio to Laredo, when I have to listen to a lot of tapes, and I'm especially fond of listening to the Carmen tape on that route. And a friend of mine, Ana Castillo, a fellow writer, had commented about how is it that any time you see a woman in works of art or in stories, any time you find a woman who's powerful or who is in control of her destiny, she always dies at the end. And I thought about that, and we were both fond of the Carmen character, but it's true, she does die at that last scene. And I said, well, you know, what if we were writing these stories? How would we write them? And that's how this operetta was born. La Fabulosa, a Texas operetta. She likes to say she's Spanish, but she's from Laredo like the rest of us, or Lardo, as we call it. Her name is Berriozábal. Carmen worked as a secretary for a San Antonio law firm. Big chichis. I mean big. Men couldn't take their eyes off them. She couldn't help it, really. Any time they talked to her, they never looked her in the eye. It was kind of sad. She kept this corporal at Fort Sam Houston. Young, a looker. Jose Arambide. He had a high school honey back home who sold nachos at the mall. Still waiting for him to come back to Harlingen, marry her, and buy that three-piece bedroom set on layaway. Dream on, right? Well, this Jose wasn't Carmen's love of her life. Just her San Antonio thang, so to speak. But you know how men are. Unless you're washing their feet and drying them with your hair, they just can't take it. I mean it. And Carmen was a take-it-or-leave-it type of woman. If you don't like it, there's the door. Like that. She was something. Not smart. I mean, she didn't know enough to get her teeth cleaned every year or to buy herself a duplex. But the corporal was hooked. Her genuine guaranteed love slave. I don't know why, but when you treat men bad, they love it. Yeah, sure, he was her sometimes, sweetheart. But what's that to a woman who's 20 and got the world by the eggs? First chance, she took up with a famous Texas senator who was paving his way to the big house. Set her up in a fancy condo in North Austin. Camilo Escamilla. You maybe might have heard of him. When Jose finds out, it was a big escándalo, as they say. Tried to kill her. Tried to kill himself. But this Camilo kept it out of the papers. He was that important. And besides, he had a wife and kids who posed with him every year for the calendar he gave away at Christmas. He wasn't about to throw his career out the window for no fulanita. According to who you talk to, you hear different. Jose's friends say he left his initials across those famous chichis with a knife. But that sure sounds like talk, don't it? I heard he went AWOL. Became a bullfighter in Matamoros just so he could die like a man. Somebody else said, she's the one who wants to die. Don't you believe it? She ran off with King Kong Cardenas, a professional wrestler from Crystal City and a sweetie. I know her cousin Lerma, and we saw her just last week at the Floor Country store in Elotes. Hell, she bought us a beer. Two-stepped and twirled away to, hey, baby, ¿qué pasó?
Sandra Cisneros' new collection of stories, Woman Hollering Creek, will be published by Random House next spring.
Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó? Won't you give me love?